News, I'm Tommy McNeil. A series of airstrikes slammed into two pockets of Islamic State fighters, taking aim at the fighters trying to cling to the last scraps of land to be part of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. The strikes late Thursday followed nearly 2 days of clearing operations in northeastern Syrian towns, including Baghouz, where hundreds of IS fighters surrendered earlier this week to U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. Thousands of people gathered Friday for a mass funeral in a cemetery in New Zealand, where 26 of the 50 victims of a mass shooting in a mosque last Friday were buried. The youngest victim buried was 3 years old. Earlier, at an outdoor service across from the mosque where the attack happened in Christchurch, Imam Gamil Fuda addressed a crowd of thousands, telling them that we are brokenhearted, but we are not broken. He also said that the world needs to stand up against hatred toward Muslims.
Islamophobia is real. It's a targeted campaign to influence people to dehumanize and irrationally fear Muslims.
And Fuda also acknowledged New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern for holding our families close and honoring us with a simple scarf. He said the Prime Minister's leadership was a lesson for the world. Earlier, Ardern imposed an immediate ban on all military-style, semi-automatic, and automatic rifles. The United States imposed sanctions Thursday on two Chinese shipping companies, it says, helped North Korea evade sanctions over its nuclear weapons program, the first such step since a U.S.-North Korean summit collapsed last month. The U.S. Treasury Department also issued an updated advisory that listed 67 vessels that it said had engaged in transfers of refined petroleum with North Korean tankers. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. With one tweet, U.S. President Donald Trump again signaled a significant shift in U.S. foreign policy. As VOA Steve Herman reports, Mr. Trump tweeted Thursday that it's time the United States recognize the authority of Israel.
On his personal Twitter account, Trump tweeted Thursday that it is time for the United States to recognize the authority of Israel over the disputed Golan Heights, which the Israelis seized from Syria during the 1967 war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly expressed his appreciation on Twitter for Trump's decision. Netanyahu, who is in a tough battle for re-election, is to make an official visit here next week and hold talks with the U.S. president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
An explosion at a pesticide plant in eastern China's province has killed 44 people and injured more than 600. That's according to state media. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
The fiery blast injured hundreds of people overnight in the city of Yancheng in China's eastern Jiangsu province. Reports also say survivors were taken to 16 hospitals and that at least 640 people have been treated for injuries. The plant fire spread to neighboring factories, and media reported that children at a kindergarten nearby were injured in the blast. The cause is still under investigation, but the state-run China Daily says the company that ran the plant has been cited and fined for work safety violations in the past. Public anger over safety standards has grown in China. The country has been plagued by a string of industrial accidents, ranging from mining disasters to factory fires, that have tarnished 3 decades of breakneck growth.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. A week after a cyclone hit Mozambique, aid workers are racing against time to save people who remain cut off from food and medical aid. Officials say the death toll from the disaster continues to rise. For VOA, Mohammed Youssef reports.
The government says its priority will be to provide food and medical assistance to those affected by the floods. Forecasters predict torrential rains are expected through Thursday and flood waters are still rising. The UN World Food Programme said it was transporting enough aid for 600,000 people, and the UN has allocated $20 million to respond to the crisis. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
European leaders have given Britain until May 22nd to finalize a plan to leave the EU if Prime Minister Theresa May can get her plan past the British Parliament next week. Parliament has rejected the deal twice before, and if May cannot get some sort of agreement, the EU said it would back a shorter extension until April 12th. That's when Britain would have to place candidates in the European parliamentary elections. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Morgan Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and glorious sounds from across the continent will be knocking on your doors today, so I want you to relax, because today again, I'm going to take you around Africa on disc. But later on the show, my guest is coming all the way from Equatorial Guinea, and that is Anna Maria. Anna Maria is right here. She's my guest, and we'll be talking to her later. But let's start off the ball rolling now from Sierra Leone in West Africa. This is a remix of one of the greatest country and folk songs from that nation, My Lovely Elizabeth, originally done by the great S.E. Roji, but this has been remixed by his son, Roger Rogers. So My Lovely Elizabeth is going to be our first track today. And right after that, a special tribute to Oliver Mutukudzi of Zimbabwe, who just passed away. But remember one thing, that man is a great man and his songs will remain with us. And so we'll bring you Neria right after that. And Nisuba by Igwe Presda Bendesong of Kenya. But My Lovely Elizabeth right now by Roger Rogers, the son of S.E. Roji from Sierra Leone. Enjoy this one.
My Lovely Elizabeth.
To hang my head and cry for my lovely Elizabeth. Some people say there are many girls that are really crazy after me, but I'm not interested in any. Sit, my lovely Elizabeth, my sweet Elizabeth. My lovely Elizabeth, my sweet Elizabeth.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Maria Neuwe. Mugwe, Patrice Kitosi Kitata.
By Igwe Presda, Benda Song of Kenya, and right before that, Neria by Oliva Mutukudzi of Zimbabwe, and My Lovely Elizabeth by Roger Rogers of Sierra Leone. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. And I am David Vendee. But remember to join me and my guest, Anna Maria, from Equatorial Guinea, later on the show. Don't go away. I'll be right back with more music.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. Cameroon is our next stop with Taviel in So Pure and So Beautiful. This young man is just great. And right after that, My World by DJ Neptune of Nigeria featuring Malik and Bounce in the remix. This is brand new and it's done by the young Kubazi of Liberia featuring Nigerian superstar Davido. And it's called Bounce. This is the remix. But first, So Pure and Beautiful by Taviel from Cameroon. And this is the African Beat.
For your mercy, I can never imagine you could fall. place in my life when I headed things my way, not your way. What a wonderful kind of touch you are. You still love me no matter what I do. Your love so pure and beautiful, no matter what I do. You will never give up on me. Your love so pure and beautiful, no matter what I do. You will never give up on me. If I speak in tongues of men and angels, if I have the gift of prophecy, if I have the faith that move mountains, without you
Records. Woo!
Remix by Kobazi of Liberia featuring Nigerian superstar Davido, and right before that, My World by DJ Neptune of Nigeria featuring Malik, and So Pure and Beautiful by Taviel of Cameroon.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem, we've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
she make you feel? Does she make you feel better than I ever did? I think I'm going wild at the thought of you with somebody else. Does she make you feel? Does she make you feel better than I ever did? Oh no, baby, I know for some time what you used to feel wasn't there for me anymore. Oh, oh, oh.
African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember, we broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, coming through your airwaves. Remember, my guest is Anna Maria, and I'll be talking to her right after this break.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Hello again, African beat lovers out there. Welcome back to your super show. If you're just joining me, then it's a pleasant welcome. Earlier on the show, I told you that I have a very special guest from Equatorial Guinea. And hey, I am excited because this is the first time I am having a guest from Equatorial Guinea. And that is the beautiful Anna Maria. Welcome to the African beat, Anna Maria.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited because, you know, I've been doing this show for almost 15 years now, and this is my first time of having a guest from Equatorial Guinea.
Wow.
So tell me, you are on the African beat, you are the VOA. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling very excited. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about your music. You know what? Before we go into your music, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I am Anna Maria. I'm 22 years old. I've been living in the United States for approximately 5 years. Out of those 5 years, I've been doing music for about a year. And yeah, I'm a full-time student. I'm studying international relations and fine arts with a minor in world languages.
Studying international relations.
Yes.
And fine arts.
Fine arts.
And minor in
world languages.
World languages.
Yes.
And then you are a musician now.
Yes.
Jeez, that's a lot of money coming from every angle. You are attacking from every angle.
Yes.
Come on, baby girl. I love that. And I love the ambition.
Thank you.
You know, go for it, girl. Go for it. This is what we call woman power. And
yes,
you know, this is the month of the women.
Yes,
it's March. It's International Women's Month.
Yes.
And you are here. And so let's just celebrate you today. All right?
Thank you.
So we're going to play some of your songs. But before we get into that again, you said you've been playing music for a year now?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
And you've done songs all like this, all by yourself?
Yes.
You played your guitar all by yourself?
Yes.
In all of these songs?
Yes.
For just a year? Who taught you how to play the guitar?
I learned the guitar from YouTube, and I've actually been playing the guitar for about 2 months now. So I'm a self-taught guitar player. I'm still a rookie, though. I'm still bad.
You know, Anna Maria, let me tell you something. I gave myself a guitar as a gift. I look at it, it's still there, and I've still not learned to play it.
Oh, wow.
So you have been playing it for 2 months.
Yes.
All right. So the first song you're going to play for us today is called Insecure.
Yes,
and you're
going to
play that live.
Yes, I am.
So Insecure. So what is Insecure? Are you insecure?
Insecure, no.
Okay.
Insecure is a story about an ex-boyfriend and I, about infidelity. And the infidelity had me feeling insecure in the relationship. So I sing about how that made me feel and how I exited the relationship. So it's a song for empowerment, women empowerment.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
Let me don't say anything about that again. Maybe after the song we can talk.
Okay.
So let's get the song right now. And you're going to do this one live.
Yes.
Okay. Over to you.
Where did he go last night? He wasn't picking up his phone. And his car wasn't home. Where did he go? I drove around town looking for him, but he was nowhere to be found. Yeah. Am I crazy? Am I insecure? Should I really be doubting you? 'Cause you're never insecure. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Hey. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Sick to my stomach, 'cause I can't help but wonder where he is and who he's with. Hey, sick to my stomach, 'cause all of this while I've known who he's with, just didn't want to believe it. You try to play me like a fool. You thought your lies would make their way back to you, but they did, and I'm happy to know I'm not crazy. Not insecure. I should really been doubting you, 'cause you're never where you say you are. I'm not crazy and I'm not insecure. No.
Wow. Wow, girl. You will never be insecure. Wow, I love the song.
Thank you.
You're not crazy, okay? And you will never be insecure, because you're good.
Thank you.
You're good. So how did you get out of it?
How did I get out of it? I just decided I wasn't dealing with it anymore. I have way too much going on for myself to be in a bad relationship.
All what you're studying and all what you're doing for yourself.
Exactly.
And that one wants to be a hindrance. So kick it out of the way.
Kick it out of the way.
Kick it out. Come
yes,
on.
Men are options. They're not a necessity. So I just let them go.
Oh my goodness, Anna Maria. I thought you were somebody who cannot talk.
I can.
You can.
I just choose when to.
But you know, to be honest, it's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for that song to be completed and then released. And then you will have to come back here with all the everything around that will be building up in the song. I want to hear it.
Okay.
I want to hear it. I want to play it on the radio. I want men to hear. Let them listen to it.
It is recorded.
It is recorded.
Yes.
Okay. Then we're going to be playing it on the show. Now you've just done it live for us.
Okay.
But we're going to be playing that one on the show later on. Okay.
All right.
But it's a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Wow. Equatorial Guinea, are you ready for this? Because this is huge. She's coming out. Woo. Have you ever played for your people?
I haven't, no. The most I've done is play for my Equatorial Guinean followers on Instagram or Facebook Live.
Okay.
That's the most
I've done. Like if there is a function, you have not played for them like live.
No.
For them to sit there and you look at them and they look at you.
No, I haven't.
Are you
yet.
Thinking of that?
Yes. That is a goal of mine, to go back home and play for my people. I know they listen because,
Oh, no, they're going to see you now. They're going to see you on this one and they're going to be listening to you on the radio. So it's going to come. It's going to come.
Yes.
But anyway, it's a beautiful song, Insecure. Remember, for those of you out there that are in that kind of a relationship, this is your time. You listen to this song and you know exactly what to do.
Exactly.
All right?
Yes.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest is Anna Maria from Equatorial Guinea, and she's just giving us this beautiful song, Insecure. Okay. I know you're studying a lot right now, and you are in this music, you are in fine arts. I thought you were going to bring me some of your fine arts designs.
Oh, no, I'm a dancer.
Oh.
Yes.
A dancer?
Yes.
Why did I allow you to see? Why did I allow you to see? I would love to see you give me some moves out here. All right, okay. So how far do you hope to take this music?
As far as it can take me, as far as I can take it. I want to be as big as the likes of Beyonce or Rihanna or Michael Jackson. I want to have my music played worldwide. So this is a big deal to me.
This is just the beginning.
Yes.
Of better days to come.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So now let's look at the second song. The second song you're going to play is Cigarettes and Coffee. Cigarettes and Coffee. You know, sometimes when people do songs and they give us the title, you'll be able to read within the lines. But with a title like this, I am finding it very difficult to penetrate. To go in there and see what is this song about, except if you want to tell me.
I don't know. It's a cover by a song by Miguel that is called Coffee. And one of the lines that I say in the song is about cigarettes. And I couldn't really find a name for the song, so I decided to take both sides of it and
cigarettes
put them together.
And coffee.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you want to give us this song?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, this one you're gonna do this song and let's listen to the song. Cigarettes and Coffee for you all out there.
I woke up at 5 a.m. Saw you sitting on the edge of the bed. Could smell the coffee in the air and all the cigarettes from last night in my hair, in my hair. The morning sex was crazy, now I'm feeling hazy from the smoke in the air. That's how you make me feel, babe. It's in the way you hold me and how you kiss me slowly, babe. Nobody in this world makes me feel like coffee in the morning. Coffee in the morning. I don't wanna wake you, I just wanna watch you sleep. It's in the smell of your hair and the way that we feel. Never felt comfortable like this. Jamais compris ce qu'était l'amour, mais après t'avoir rencontré un jour, tu m'as montré comment aimer les choses de ce monde, le même monde que je déteste tant.
You know, listening to this beautiful song, it's just taking my mind back to your first song.
Really?
Yeah. Why is it taking my mind back to your first song? In the first song, you are escaping some problems.
Yes.
And in this song, you are deep into it and you want to watch him sitting at the edge of the bed. you know, or you don't want to wake him up. You just want to sit there and watch him sleep. How deep can you go?
You know, I have to make different songs for different situations because each person relates to something different. So, yeah.
Wow. But, you know, your songs are all about love.
Not all about love. These two last ones were. Yes.
And they're very deep.
Yes, they are.
Got some deep meaning into a relationship.
Yes.
Okay, but that is cool. That is cool. I love it. I love it. Coffee and cigarette. Now I begin to understand with all the smoke in the air, you know, I begin to understand where the coffee and the cigarette comes in.
Okay.
When you were growing up, were you ever thinking that I want to become a music star?
Yes, I did. I wrote my first song at 6 years old, but because my parents have opposing views on music, I was never able to take it
African
seriously.
Parents, all the same.
Yeah, so I wrote music behind their backs. I would go to the studio behind their backs, but I decided this is what I want a year ago.
So, did you send your songs to them? Did they hear your song?
My mom has, but not my dad.
Not yet. Send it to dad and say, hey, I know I've been hiding. You are grown up now. You're in college now. Say, hey, look at this. Can you listen to this and tell me what you think?
I have sent him a few songs, a few that don't talk about love or anything like that. But, you know, I just kind of get left on read. I don't get a response
from him.
You'll
get a response.
So I just stop
sending him
stuff.
As far as he's concerned, it is that education.
Exactly.
That is all important.
Yes.
But you are going around all of it and you're doing it together and it's like you are carrying your own.
Yes.
You know, and what did mommy say?
Mommy loves it. Mommy used to sing. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. She used to sing.
Yes. She was in a group called Nombatu in Equatorial Guinea. They were a group, an animation group. So it's kind of like cheerleaders, I guess.
Okay.
But they would sing too. It was a very interesting combination of singing, dancing, drums, guitar.
So you got a whole lot from mommy.
Yes. Yes.
Singing,
I did.
Dancing.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
I know she'll be so proud of you right now.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's say this video, what we're doing here is going to go out, and mm-hmm. Daddy sees it, so.
He's going to have to see it. I mean, I can't change his mind about how he feels about it, but he will have to see it, so.
Okay, Daddy, your daughter is good. I must say that. She's good and she's going places. All right, okay. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America and with my guest today, Anna Maria from Equatorial Guinea. We're having a good time and she's a wonderful guitar player. And of course, she's giving us two beautiful songs. We'll be coming with a final song later. You know, we'll be talking about it. Understanding is our next song. And you're going to play that one live?
Yes, I will.
Okay, let's talk about Understanding. Give me a little gist about it.
Okay, so Understand Me is about my relationship with my father.
Okay, Understand Me.
Understand Me, yes.
Okay.
It's about my relationship with my father and how we don't really get along. And it's basically me saying, with or without your support, I will do and get to where I want to go.
Okay. He supports you in all other stuff, but not the music.
Not the music.
So you want him to understand you.
Yes.
That this is what you want to do.
Exactly.
You
yes.
want to look him in the camera and tell him that?
Hi, Dad. I love you very much, but I will continue to do music with or without your support. And I just want you to know that. But I love you very much.
All right. Okay. Daddy, you know, this is time to just forgive your daughter now and forget about all of that and just embrace the music. Because I tell you something, she is really, really good. She's good, you know?
Thank you.
And one day you'll be standing up there in one of these big auditoriums and your daughter is on that stage performing. Hey, you can't help it but to put your hands together. All right, the African Beat on The Voice of America. Well, Anna Maria, I want to thank you very much. And but before you go, when are we expecting the release of this album? Or if people want to listen to more of your songs, how can they get it?
If you would like to listen to my music, you can find it at soundcloud.com/espaciodeAnnaMaria. That's ESPACIODEANNAMARIA. Yeah, and my EP is scheduled to be released in the spring or summer of 2019. I haven't decided yet.
Okay, all right, well, that's it. And we are looking forward to all the releases and we'll have to bring you back here.
Yes,
definitely.
I would love to come back.
And that time you'll not be sitting because we want to see all those moves.
All those moves that mommy taught you, we want to see all of them.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
You will not be sitting down.
That's fine with me.
So once again, I want to thank you for being my guest on the show today. It's a pleasure having you. And we'll be closing with your final song, Understand Me. And we'll dedicate it to Daddy, who'll be listening and watching this show. And to my engineers and technicians out there, Gary, Wagner, and Ted, I want to say thank you for being so great on the show. Well, to all of you guys out there listening and watching the African Beat on the Voice of America, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to this great show. Till then, I am David Vandy, and on behalf of my guest, Anna Maria, I want to say tata as I leave you now with Understand Me. And Anna Maria is going to perform this song live.
You never knew what I wanted, and you never knew what I needed, 'cause you never bothered to ask me, and you never thought you should listen to anything straight out of my mouth. Understand me, understand where I'm coming from, and don't berate. This path I've taken, if I'm not mistaken, it's the way I should go to make my dreams come true. And I'll do it without you. Understand me, understand where I'm coming from. Don't berate me if you don't know where I'm coming from. This path I've taken, if I'm not mistaken, is the way I should go to make my dreams come true.
This is VOA News.